Afternoons with Christine Layton, 12:30 till 3:30 on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Now, police officers in Coolgardie are often seen out of uniform, skateboarding, swimming and surfing. Why? To show kids that having fun doesn't have to mean breaking rules. Sergeant Gary Simpson is from the UK. He's been in Coolgardie for over a year and just so happens to be on the line. Good afternoon, Gary.
Hey, how are you doing, Christine?
Very well. And I'm joined by Indigenous youth leader Brendan R. Kim. His dad was an Aboriginal police officer and has inspired Brendan's work. Good afternoon to you.
G'day, Christine. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for coming on. Now, Brendan, I'd like to come to you first. Can you tell me about your dad?
Yeah, Dad was an Aboriginal police liaison officer, served for 32 years. Grew up, he first served in Meekatharra in the northwest, and that's where I grew up. And he was a big part in, or played a big role in working with the local police station there and setting up a lot of not so much programs, but a lot of options for the police to engage effectively with the local community. And I guess that inspired the role of the APO itself to be a bit more advanced in supporting local police officers to better effectively engage with the community. And that inspired me, not as a police officer, not wasn't a profession I was hoping to pursue, but it did mean that I had the skills to help where I could.
Yep. When you were a kid and you were watching him do his work, what are some challenges that he would face that you witnessed?
I mean, there was the obvious challenges where there was a bit of prejudice, I guess, coming from both sides of the community, both the non-Indigenous and the Indigenous. Being a law enforcement officer, there was always going to be some pushback from the Indigenous community being in a position of authority. But those barriers, he managed to break them down, being that he was born in Meekatharra, so he was as local as you can be. And he played a big role in educating officers as they came through the police station, whether they're serving their 2 to 5 year stint, and how to engage effectively with the community and produce positive results.
Yeah, and I understand that your family home played an important role in the community. Can you tell me how?
Yeah, we were like many other Aboriginal families in Meekatharra, where we opened our home to kids in need. It wasn't anything official, it was just more an unofficial, accidental faith house, I guess. If it wasn't Dad looking after kids, feeding them kangaroo meat, you know, on the weekend or something, it was the old mum cooking up a big storm, dropping kids off at night, making sure they weren't out on the streets. And, you know, it's something we just did because it had to be done.
And that would have made a huge difference to those kids who are probably now adults.
Absolutely, it did.
Yep. What was crime around town like when you were a kid, Brendan?
Oh, it was varied. I mean, it was nowhere near, I guess, how complex it is these days, but it was definitely there. And in terms of the kids, it wasn't so much crime; it was just being up to no good. I think the most severe crime kids my age did at the time was breaking streetlights with slingshots. That's about all.
Yeah. And when did you decide that you wanted to become a youth leader?
Oh, it just happened. I'm a professional photographer based in Kalgoorlie. I've always had a soft spot for Coolgardie and the people out there. I've worked in government 70-odd years. I'm in the not-for-profit sector now with disability mental health. And for me, it's all about having enough energy to give back to the community and support where you can. And yeah. I came on board with this particular program, the Another Way program, as the official photographer, and soon learned, you know, after the second day, I guess, that I had a skill that I could hopefully transfer on to the other kids with my photography.
Wow.
And they got some creative minds in the kids out there. And, you know, people like Sergeant Gary Simpson and the elders, Betty Logan, you know, with their creative juices combined, you become an automatic role model, whether you like it or not. And thankfully for me, I love it.
Now you're on both sides of the camera. So the program is Another Way, N-U-T-H-A Way, and it's an Indigenous Youth Leadership Program initiative of the Law Society of Western Australia to build better relationships between young people, the community and the local police. And that's where I bring in you, Sergeant Gary Simpson. You're from the UK. When did you move to Coolgardie and why?
Moved over from the UK to Australia in late 2006. just for the opportunity of being an Australian experiencing policing over here. My basic background was crime. I did a year in, so in Perth, and went for my detectives, which I got. And ever since then, I've been a detective. Then I got promoted and went to Laverton. And that's when I really realised that you've got to engage with the community. Laverton, your listeners probably know about it, small community on the boundary of the Lands. So you had to engage. And that's where I really got a kind of an insight of how we police by consent, so you've got to engage with that community. And the kids are so, you know, probably so vital to the way we do our job. So that's really got me an insight. And I went to Bunbury for a bit and then came to Coolgardie, I'd say, about 14 months ago. Got here, got to Coolgardie, and saw that the police did a great job of fighting crime and doing traffic, but not a lot of community engagement was happening. I think the police station was seen as somewhere that the locals just wouldn't go.
Really?
They'd be taken through there, but wouldn't go there for asking advice or anything like that. And the building itself was quite intimidating anyway. So I initially wanted to change that.
Yeah.
And with another way, timing was everything. They got on board, and I was more than happy to kind of at first get taken along with them. There was a lot of energy with another way, a lot of great ideas. So immediately signed up for that, and with Brendan. So that was the first step of involving ourselves with the kids.
I'm and just from curious, then on, before we go on, how do you make a police station look more inviting?
Well, luckily, with another way, we've got some funding the police station is doing is it's just basically green. It's Cool Guardian Police Station. That's it. Nothing. So what I had an idea. Maybe we can look at the lawn. I use that word advisedly. A lawn outside it to get the kids have some ideas of making it a native garden outside, and also the police station to have it painted in the design of the kids and the community. I mean, WO Police are on board with that. Obviously, they're letting me run with that, and then I'll put those ideas to them, and they'll say, I'm sure they'll say yes. So just making the police station part of Coolgardie.
And giving them a bit more ownership of the space as well, something to be proud of.
Exactly, and it's their building. It's not a police building. It's their building that they can come to for help and any sort of advice, rather than it's not just there for the bad things. It's their, you know, a community centre, really, and that's... And it's things like that, and you know, and I say with another way, you know, we've got our own little things going on, like the basketball and stuff like that, and the skate park, and so it's just it's so much energy there that I mean, it's easy for me to just roll along with it and just have some ideas. And the guys at Another Way say, "Yeah, we can." I've never been told yet, no. You know, I've said, "Oh, what about this?" And say, "Yeah," and we've run with it, and it's been great. It's fantastic.
Well, that's why their program is called Another Way, because they're good at finding other ways to do things, Brendan. Well done. 13 minutes to three. I've got Sergeant Gary Simpson with me from Coolgardie Police, and I've also got Indigenous youth leader Brendan Arkim on the line. We're talking about the Another Way program because it is National Closing the Gap Day. Sergeant, why do you think it's important to spend time out of uniform? What does it give the kids when you actually take part in these activities with them?
I think because the kids, from our point of view, the kids need to see us, need to see Gary, need to see the guys at the station, Ben, Singy, not just, you know, as police officers. So when we get involved with them and obviously talk to them, it's just communicate. Everyone says it does break down those barriers. I mean, when I first got here, we'd drive past kids and all that, and they wouldn't say anything, wouldn't even look at us. But now you drive past down the road and every kid in town just waves and says hello, and we can stop, have a bit of a chat about their day, what's going on, talk about the basketball program we got. So it, and as that goes on, it just soft, you know, I think it just softens that image of police. We're not there for the bad things, and if something happens and people do the wrong thing, they're not going to get automatically blamed. They're going to get listened to, treated with respect. There's always a story behind something, and we will listen to the story. And if they can, you know, approach us and say, yeah, okay, something's happened, how about that, and getting advice. Well, that, you know, my job's been, that's, my job's done. It's fantastic. It's just a relationship between us and all the community, and it's important for them to see us out of uniform.
You just trust each other. You learn to trust each other. Yep.
Yeah, and we know each other. Yeah.
And on that, I hear that you've actually been giving some of the kids driving lessons. Is that right, Gary?
Yeah, three of the girls, another way. They've obviously got their L's. They're struggling a little bit with getting their hours up for, you know, initial 50 hours. But so I've said, look, we can do it. So the guys have said, yeah. Brendan mentioned Bessie before. Bessie Logan's lent us a manual car, manual gearbox, so we can do it with that. So, yeah, we'll take the girls out and get their hours up. And again, that's, you know, a great foundation, A, for the driving, safe, and B, to just, I'd say, soften that relationship and say, at least the girls can say, well, yeah, the police helped me. And if they pass it on to other 17-year-olds who want their L's, I'm sure we can carry on, and maybe that carry on to the future, even when I'm long gone from Coolgardie, we can have that kind of a blueprint, and why not? You know,
definitely.
I mean, we'll find time to help them. So, yeah, why not?
Not every police officer signs up for the force thinking they'll be hanging out with local communities, but I'm assuming this would be the better part of your job.
Oh, and luckily, I mean, the town, as Brendan said, the town's a good town, and we can, you know, give a lot of time to, they call it community engagement, but it's been a lot of time just being involved in the community, speaking to people. And that's how, you know, and our job becomes so much easier because it's mutual respect, and you find, you know, the crime just falls off because we're just one big community, yeah, working with each other, helping each other out.
Now, the reason we're talking about this, it's National Close the Gap Day. According to ABS statistics, the rate of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prisoners has increased by 2% in the past year, whereas non-Indigenous prisoners has decreased by about 7%. There's been a bill introduced to Parliament to raise the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 14. Sergeant, can I get your take on that? Do you think that'd be something you'd like to see?
Yeah, I would support that. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And Brendan, what do you think on National Closing the Gap Day? Would measures like this help?
Oh, absolutely. It's imperative that, you know, many communities that are in similar demographic and experiencing similar issues like Coolgardie take on a project similar to this. I mean, another way is a program that can be, as Gary mentioned before, it's a blueprint for other communities, and that's a good foundation to build any program or project that's going to help close the gap by engaging effectively with kids from a police perspective and also from a community perspective.
Yep. So you'd love to see other towns take up this program?
Absolutely. And larger communities like Kalgoorlie-Boulder could look to their little cousin down the road and say, you know what, you're doing a good thing down there. Let's have a look what we can do here in Kalgoorlie-Boulder.
Yep. So who's better on a skateboard, you or Gary?
I'm going to take your photos on skateboard.
That's about it. I've heard rumours. See, it's brilliant that you even do that. I think it's wonderful. Long term, what do the two of you want to achieve, Brendan? What would you like to see happen in terms of closing the gap?
Yeah, I think with the kids that we're working with out there, you know, we see it already. There's a lot of momentum, a lot of progress towards building that respect for police. Myself as a young bloke in my teens, even having a father as a police officer, I didn't acknowledge the police as a friendly place to go or a friendly person to approach. I saw them as an authoritative figure. And that took me a while to change that. These kids are going to take a little while to develop that mentality. And it's people like Sergeant Gary and, you know, Ben at the Coolgardie Police Station that are really just going out of the way to push that image into a positive light for the kids in Coolgardie. So that relationship is going to keep building and growing, and then they'll pass that on to their next generation, I have no doubt.
Yeah, that's very true. Anything to add to that, Gary?
No, Brendan said it great. I mean, you know, so we've got the OIC house that we're trying to turn over to the community as well, so that'll help. That'll give a real foundation for the kids and the community to have their own space, make their own decisions and have their own voice. Not so much a challenge, but it's an important thing is a succession plan in my part, that when I go or when our guys go, that it just carries on. Another way, lots of energy, and that's great, but we need to be involved in that. So that's another thing we need to do, make sure this carries on for years.
Yeah, and there is, there's always work to be done, isn't there? But this is a really good start. So nice to speak to you both this afternoon. Gary, thanks for your time.
No worries. No, fantastic. Thanks, Christine, and see you later, Brendan.
Yeah, you too, Gary.
That was Sergeant Gary Simpson, and thank you for your time, Brendan.
No worries, Christine. Pleasure.
Indigenous Youth Theatre, Brendan R. Kim. So the name of that program is Nother Way, N-U-T-H-A, Nother Way. It's an initiative with the Law Society of WA. If you want more details, you can go to their website. There's a lot on there, which is really great. They're out at Coolgardie doing great things. Police not in uniform, getting out, engaging with the local community. I did say surfing in my introduction. That just came out off the top of my head. That doesn't happen at Coolgardie. Jack, sorry, I was just picturing them having fun with the kids. You're absolutely right, but the skateboarding does happen, and I've heard that they're both very good. There are photos to prove that. It is 5 minutes to three on ABC Radio Perth and WA. You're with Christine Layton. One of the recommendations from the Close the Gap report is to raise the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 14. Indigenous children are incarcerated at 25 times the rate than their non-Indigenous peers, so it'd be great to see that not happening anymore.